Thank you for downloading this New Zealand Sports Radio show. We have a new way that you can support us. There is a link in the notes down below where you can make a one-off donation to New Zealand Sports Radio. Thank you for support and enjoy the show.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hello and welcome to the Morning Sports Briefing here on the Monday, the 3rd of August. Hello, folks. Hope you have a wonderful start to your week and we'll help you start that way. In the news today, England win one-day international series. Eels and Storm also win. And the Blues see off the Highlanders. 12 players test positive for COVID-19 in Australian basketball team. The Pulse winning streak comes to an end. Linda Coe is rocks and diamonds in the Drive On Championship. And despite a puncture, I've gone blank, Lewis Hamilton wins the British Formula One GP. Yes, this is your best way to start the day up to speed with all the important sports information. We come to you at 7 a.m. every single morning here on New Zealand Sports Radio. The other way you can listen to us is on the move. Just download the podcast at iTunes, Spotify, iHeartRadio, or Acast. You can just search for New Zealand Sports Radio. And kicking off the news with the football. Over in the Belarusian Premier League, overnight scores, Torpedo beat Bate 3-2. That was a good win for Torpedoes, who overcome second place Bate, and they climb up to fourth. Minsk lost out to Rua Brest by 0-1, one goal. And that leaves Minsk down towards the bottom end of the table, but still not just outside of the relegation zone. And then Gorodea and Energext fought out a 1-1 draw. Whoop. Decent result there for Gorodea, as you can hear in the background, Stephen giving a little whoop. Gorodea are, let's be honest, lower table, and Energext have been in the top three. But Energext now lying in sixth, and that draw ends a run of three losses for them. We've seen that happen to a few teams in the Belarusian League who will go on some pretty poor runs after doing so well. Moving on then to the A-League, and the Newcastle Jets beat Western United 1-0 last night over there. That puts a dent in Western United's hopes for climbing up into those finals positions. They still have games in hand over the teams ahead of them, but ninth place Jets there beating seventh place Western United. This evening it sees Melbourne Victory take on Central Coast Mariners over there. Melbourne Victory and Central Coast Mariners down in 10th and 11th place. So let's be honest, they're not going to impact the final series, that game this evening. Moving on to the cricket, as we said yesterday, that Ireland were going to need wickets to win that game, as England were well up on the run chase but had been losing wickets. England didn't lose any more wickets and went on to win that, and so they've won the three one-day Test International Series 2-0. Still one more game to go in that one. Do join the team on Thursday evening at 8 p.m. on Swinging from the Hip, where they'll be talking about the England-Pakistan Test Series and also pick up on any key points from the England versus Ireland one day internationals. I'm going to hand you over to Stephen now. He's going to take us through our birthdays.
Thank you, Paul, and good morning. And good morning to you out there tuning into New Zealand Sport Radio for what is the start of a new week. In birthdays today, a talented outside back now playing in the Gallagher Premiership, a prolific point scorer in both oval ball codes, and finally, a talented athlete who has competed in three sports, and that's where we start. SBW, or Sonny Bill Williams as he's known, born this day, the 3rd of August 1985, is a New Zealand professional rugby league footballer at the moment who plays as a second row for the Sydney Roosters. That's who he signed with. He was previously with the Toronto Wolfpack, and previously before that he was with New Zealand rugby playing for the All Blacks. So he's played at both union level international and rugby league international. He's also dabbled in heavyweight boxing as well. Probably one of the few athletes to be involved in three disciplines, and obviously playing for both his countries in league and rugby. He's also got the little bit of glory at being one of the few players. In fact, he's only one of 21 players to have won multiple Rugby World Cups. Staying with the Rugby Union ball, Frano Bodica, born this day, the 3rd of August 1963, is a former New Zealand Rugby Union player who also played rugby league professional for Wigan, the Auckland Warriors, and Castleford, a prolific goal-kicking point-scoring machine. Bodica started his career playing rugby for North Harbour at provincial level and then playing for the All Blacks between 91 and 1993 before shocking the rugby fraternity by signing with rugby league giant Wigan. And finally, staying with rugby, Malani Nanai, born this day, the 3rd of August 1993, is a Samoan rugby union player who plays as an outside back for Worcester Warriors. Nanai played for Samoa under 19 in 2013, making his debut for Auckland in the ITM Cup in 2014, before going on to represent the Blues in Super Rugby between 2015 and 2019. One heck of a trio this morning. Very talented trio celebrating their birthdays today. I'll be back shortly to wrap up all the league news from the weekend.
Thank you very much, Stephen, for that. On Saturday, Sam Whitelock played his 150th game for the Crusaders in that win over the Chiefs up here in Hamilton. He is auctioning off his jersey from that game to raise funds for a deserving farming family, or multiple families for that matter. He's raising funds for Farmstrong. Currently, the latest bid is at $6,000, and that's held by Rambo 19 over there on Trade Me. So if you would like to get hold of that jersey, and also help out Farmstrong, then head over to Trade Me. Just search for Whitelock and you'll find that listing. $6,000 for a jersey. Wow. Moving on then. And then yesterday, the Blues powered over to win over the Highlanders in their clash over in Super Rugby, Aotearoa, down there in the Tupperware container, as Arshwin likes to call it, down at Forsyth Bar. This was the first time that the Blues have won under the roof down there. Wow, that's one record that the Highlanders have held for a long time. Yes, the Blues went down there and got the victory. Discipline hurting the Blues, but turnovers really hurting the Highlanders down there. If you want to have a full review of that game and all the other Super Rugby action, then you can go back and listen to our Super Rugby review from last night, available on Facebook, YouTube, Twitter, and also as a podcast as well. So you can listen to us on the go as Arshwin and myself went through and reviewed all of the Super Rugby action. Do join us this evening at 8 p.m. for the Driving Maul Show, where we will be talking all things rugby off the pitch, including catching up on all the club action. It has been finals weekend in the Ladies Premiership Cup action around the country. Stephen will be joining me for this show, and he was at the Coleman Cup, I think it's Coleman Cup, yesterday in Auckland, where he got interviews with several Black Ferns, and including Ruby Tui. So do, if you want to check out those interviews, they're available on our Facebook page, and do join us at 8 p.m. As we cover all of that rugby action. I'm going to hand you back now to Stephen, who's going to take us through our NRL update.
In league news this morning, the Eels struggle against the Bulldogs, but get across the line. The Storm, far too good for the Newcastle Knights. We also look at the full list of results from round 12, Indigenous round, also the table, and we check on live action in the rebooted Betfred League, which started overnight, but we'll start with that very first game played yesterday afternoon between the Eels and the Bulldogs. The Eels eventually getting the job done 18-16 after leading 18-6 at halftime. Started well enough with three tries in the first half to Mitchell Moses and Clint Gutherson, who had picked up a brace of tries in the first half, but that was all the points they were going to score, because it was the Bulldogs that came back, scored a try just before halftime to Faitala Mariner, and that made it 18-6 at halftime, and they had to sit back and watch the Bulldogs make a bit of a comeback in the second half with tries to Averillo and Montoya scoring tries to close it up to 18-16, but the Parramatta Eels good enough to hang on to the win, although coach Brad Arthur said it was like a morgue in the changing rooms at the end of the game, so not entirely pleased with the performance. Speaking of performances, a good performance from the Melbourne Storm, being too good for the Newcastle Knights, 26-16 to the good after leading by 18 points to 6. The Storm putting on, looks like it was three tries in the first half to Vunivalu, Cameron Smith and Pappenhausen scoring in the first half as well. I think there might have been another try in there as well. It doesn't quite add up, but no, that's three tries, three converted tries. So the second half also saw the Storm also scoring another couple of another try in the second half to seal the deal. So 26-16 over the Knights, even though they made a little bit of a comeback in the second half. However, there is a little bit of concern for the Storm, because Cameron Smith appeared to have a shoulder injury, and he left the field in the first half not returning. So the club's report injury said just a minor AC joint injury, so looking likely that Smith, who's been in outstanding form, the veteran, will miss a week or two. Newcastle with their own problems, losing Chris Randall and Lachlan Fitzgibbon to a concussion, while Bradman Best played on with an ankle injury in the second half. Well, that's pretty much wrapped up all the action on the field, so we'll basically just review it. Remembering last Thursday night, the Rabbitohs beat the Dragons 32-24. The Warriors with the upset win over the West Tigers. The Sharks beating the Broncos 36-26. The Roosters on Saturday, 18-12, the good over the Titans. The Raiders 14-12 over the Cowboys. The Panthers 42-12 over the Sea Eagles. And of course, yesterday's results, the Eels and, excuse me, the Storm getting the job done. As we look at the top eight in the table, the Panthers sitting at the top of the table, tucked in behind them, the Storm, the Eels, the Roosters, the Raiders, the Sharks, the Knights, and the Rabbitohs make up the top eight. But there's only a couple of teams just outside that eight, just on points differential. That's the Sea Eagles and the West Tigers. And the Warriors move up one space on the table by 18, courtesy of their win. So they are now sitting on that 8 points. And just overnight, we had the reboot of the Betfred Super League. And remembering this competition was suspended way back on the 16th of March. And just remembering, the first game was supposed to be Hull Kingston Rovers versus the Toronto Wolfpack, but the Wolfpack have removed themselves from the competition, which meant the first game last night was St. Helens, who were too good for the Catalans, 34-6. And in live action happening right now with 10 minutes to go, it's Huddersfield leading Leeds by 26-10. I know. There's got to be a – is that how you say it, Huddersfield? That's how they would say it. And that is all your league news for today. All our listeners are watching are probably saying, thank God for that. I'll see you back tomorrow with some more league news. Have a great start to your week, everybody.
Well, I don't have an accent from that area. I was born not that far from Huddersfield. They do not speak like that. I'll probably get my mum to come on and give you some pronunciation lessons. Stephen has disappeared off. Looking at that table, the Panthers, Storms and Eagles are tight at the top there. Only 1 point separating them. The Roosters, who had a good start after lockdown, seem to have stumbled a bit since then and dropped away from those top three. Moving on then to the basketball news, in Melbourne, Australia, Melbourne United have had 12 players test positive for the coronavirus. None of them have serious symptoms, but they've all gone into lockdown. All gone into isolation, and the team has stopped training, as you can imagine. All on court and off staff have been tested. They have also decided that their test venue will go through a deep clean as well. The South East Melbourne Phoenix, the other NBL basketball team in Melbourne, have also stopped training as part of a precaution, and they are all going through testing as well. No one has been training with both sides, so they're not expecting that the South East Melbourne Phoenix will have a problem, this is a precautionary measure. With the NBL not due back until December, obviously they have time to get over these, but clearly worrying signs there. Over in the NBA in the USA, the Wizards and the Nets are playing currently at halftime. It's 54-54, so very tight in that game over there in the States. A number of games from the weekend, but the Raptors saw off the Lakers 92-107, so a good win there for the Raptors. We'll be looking at hopefully adding a basketball show for you, not this Tuesday, but next Tuesday on the 11th of April. So keep your eyes out open for that one. Yesterday in the netball, the Magic came up short against the Tactics, 35-44. The result of the day was definitely the second game there, where the Pulse lost to the Mystics 42-44. This is the Pulse's first loss of the season. It was a cracking comeback by the Mystics. In the first quarter, the Mystics were doing well, leading for most of that quarter, only for the Pulse to take control at the end of the quarter to lead 10-8. The Pulse then kept hold of the lead all of the way, going out to a five-goal lead at some points. And that's how they led at the end of the third quarter, only for the Mystics to drag it back and just take the lead at the death, winning that fourth quarter 7-14. So a massive comeback for them there to win that one by two. Congratulations to the Mystics. That doesn't really alter the table. The Central Pulse still sit at the top on 41 points, but come finals time, that'll work wonders for the Mystics' morale. The Tactics sit in second on 32 points, the Northern Mystics sit in third on 29 points, but they have played one less game than the Tactics. There's a big gap then back to the Stars, Steel and Magic. So it looks like the Pulse will finish top, and Men and Tactics and Northern Mystics are fighting it out for that second place. Over in the Gulf, and Linda Coe has been, diamonds and rocks in this one. She had a wonderful, a very good first round, getting three under, shooting 69 in that first round. But on the second day in wet conditions, she was eight over par, just making the cut at 55th place. After the third round, her third round was one under par, and she has climbed up the table to tied 34th. Still a long way off the leaders, but a much improvement after her second round, and shows good mental fortitude to come back and have a decent third round. Obviously, one more round to go in that competition. Lewis Hamilton won the British Grand Prix, and despite having a puncture on his last lap, he still drove around for a victory lap with that burst tyre. Max Verstappen came second in the Red Bull, and Charles Leclerc in the Ferrari came third. It was with late drama in that one, where he was promoted ahead of Carlos Sainz. Carlos Sainz also had a puncture as well. So a couple of punctures in this one. Really a dramatic end to the British Grand Prix over there. Over in the tennis, Nick Kyrgios has pulled out of the US Open, and in his normal style has also hit out at various tennis players. He does not hit out at the actual organization themselves, but says that some of the players have been a bit selfish in their actions so far. Also, cycling has returned as well with the Route de l'Occitane, with Col Brelli has won the second stage over there in the UK. Stephen is going to give us a quick update on how that rugby league game is going.
Yeah, well, it's crazy. You never know in rugby league, because it's Leeds who have scored a couple of tries to tighten it up. And it was, I think, when I last reported you, 26-10, but it is now 26-18. But I'm not too sure if Leeds are kicking their conversion. So we'll keep an eye on that one, and we'll have that updated result for you tomorrow as well. You can also check out those results on the Tribe app. In fact, that conversion is now over. We have got 7 minutes to go, and it's 26 Uddersfield, and Leeds is 20. So there you go. Good finish coming up right there in the Betfred League Super League. Get it on.
Yes, and it was the Nationals, the New Zealand Curling Nationals were held over the weekend, and I said I was going to bring you the results today. I'm sorry, I don't have those results ready. But we will bring you those results tomorrow in the New Zealand Curling, in both the men's and the women's competition. I know that, it was a dominant performance to win the women's competition, but sorry, I don't have the actual results. She won 6-0 on all her games. So, yes, you have now started the day the best way, up to speed with all of the important sports news. Don't forget to like and share, folks. We are an independent radio station and have no backing. We are purely at your mercy to help us spread the word around. So please do share and also with your friends, and also do download the podcast to listen to us on the go on your commute. Have a great day, everybody. A wonderful start to the week.
Hold up.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.